Nepal ready to give up its royal family. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Nepal's 238-year-old monarchy will soon be abolished. The end of the world's last Hindu royal family will come in spring 2008, after the government signed a deal with Maoist rebels. The Maoists pulled out of a government coalition in September. They had fought for a decade to turn Nepal into a republic, in a struggle that saw 13,000 people die. They laid down their arms last year, and it is now hoped the former rebels will rejoin the government, although there is no concrete date set for that. Many Nepalese hope that long-term peace and stability will come to their country once the Maoists are part of the government and the monarchy has gone. The Maoist chairman, Prachanda, was delighted with the news. "It's a major step. Now Nepal is a republic. Only technical formalities remain to be completed," he told reporters. The soon-to-be-removed King Gyanendra played a large part in his own undoing. His downfall started 2 years ago when he ended all government powers to be ruler of his country. His actions brought his enemies together in a struggle to end his rule. He was quickly stripped of his power and his control over the army. This wasn't enough for the Maoists, who wanted his rule ended. Sunday's decision to eliminate the monarchy was welcomed by many in Kathmandu. Before, kings were a part of people's hearts. Now people have turned against him. The king has lost his position and popularity. It would be best for him to leave the palace, said Mata Pasad Risal, a retired government official. Navaraj Karki, a Kathmandu banker, commented, "It would be better for the country if he just disappeared from the scene for good."